Tops around about 20 degrees today. Sunny for the weekend as well with Oztag over the weekend. Let's go to Steve Price, Australia Today, back after nine. Steve, good morning, mate.
G'day, Moffy. How are you?
Very well. Look, terrible news coming out of Afghanistan. There's this earthquake, and they're saying about 1,000 people have been killed.
Yeah, 6.1, I think it was, on the Richter scale, which is, you know, in earthquake terms, doesn't appear to be all that strong. But when you consider a country like Afghanistan, probably the situation with building requirements and stuff, not quite as strong as other places. And it would be a human tragedy for that country to lose so many people. We tend to forget about countries very quickly, don't we? I mean, we're in the middle of a war in Ukraine with Russia, and we've concentrated our attention on that. It's not that long ago that you and I were talking about the evacuation of Afghanistan. We saw those scenes out of the airport where people were funneling through one gate to try and flee as the Taliban took over again. So there is not the Western help is still in that country that there would have been prior to the withdrawal of United States and, of course, Australian military assets. So we'll keep an eye on that during the morning, but it's a very sad news.
Now, the former New South Wales Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, he was appointed to this job in the US. Labor now accusing the government of giving out jobs for mates, and they've passed a motion in Parliament yesterday to halt the appointment.
Every government gives out jobs to mates. Let's be very clear here. Let's put John Barilaro, who was a former trade minister, by the way, Deputy Premier of New South Wales, from all my dealings with him, a pretty good operator, Nationals leader. But it's so hypocritical of Chris Minns and Labor to highlight there's jobs for the boys. I mean, every ambassadorial position, every trade connection, every trade minister, every trade envoy who gets posted overseas comes from a political party. I mean, we can run through them if you want, but what happens often when political leaders step down or resign or leave the job for whatever reason, quite often they get stitched up with a sinecure overseas. I mean, Alexander Downer was our ambassador to the UK. Joe Hockey was the ambassador to the United States. I was lucky enough to be in New York doing a radio program once, and I had lunch at the Trade Commissioner's residence on the Hudson River. Happened to be a former South Australian Liberal Premier. Now, all of those I've just listed are all Liberal, but you've got to go back a long way from when the other side was in office, either federally or in a state jurisdiction, but they do it as well. I mean, seriously, I think the guts of this story is that it was offered to someone else, they took it away, and then Barilaro got it.
Yeah.
If you really want to dig into this, you might want to ask the question as to why. As I understand it, Gladys Berejiklian offered it to a female public servant. The job was then re-advertised, and Barilaro was given the position. What we should be asking is he qualified to do it? And, you know, maybe that's where we need to rest on that.
Yeah. Mate, obviously, we spoke briefly yesterday about teacher strikes this time next week. Now we've also got Rex Airlines pilots that have decided they're going to be taking industrial action next week as well.
Look, I think this is a sign of things to come. Watching Sky News in the UK this morning, they went through a rail strike yesterday, which really basically paralysed all of the UK. And I note that their inflation rate there, by the way, is running at 9% compared to ours that's somewhere between 5 and 7. We are in a position where inflation's galloping out of control and people's wages are not keeping up. The only way they're going to keep up is if they can get a pay rise. And if they've been told they're not going to get one, then strike action comes back to be part of the political tactics. And I don't think this will be the last industry teachers and pilots that we see on strike. I think we're headed back, sadly, to the bad old days of the 70s. And most of your audience probably can remember that. I couldn't certainly remember it. You're too young to. But we had strikes every second day back in the 70s.
Man, what else is coming up after nine?
We're going to talk to Ian McFarlane. Now, he's a former coalition minister in the Howard government. He's now the CEO of the Queensland Resources Council. The Queensland government in their budget this week hiked up the royalties on coal, and he clearly is not very happy about that at all. The flag debate continues. We'll talk to Heston Russell, served his country in the Middle East in the Special Forces, very angry about what Adam Bandt is doing with the flag, and you can't blame him for that. And Peter Khalil, the Labor MP, federal for Wills, he'll talk to us about whether it is necessary for Anthony Albanese, the PM, to go to that NATO conference in Spain, which is on next week.
Righto, we'll catch you after nine this morning, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Steve Price and Australia Today back after nine this morning. 1-300-23-99-99. The telephone number, the email as well, australiatoday@sca.com.au. It's the 23rd of June. We'll check out what happened on this day next.